My father did work for Father Brophy. He was there when Mictor Miller was born. And it seems he was the roof of the sludge. He was the smallest of the sludge. And my father used to give him eggs to try and bring him on. But he never done any training or after that or anything like that. Mictor Miller, this famous dog, his name it is renowned. He is the most famous dog of all the greyhounds. He was owned by Father Brophy in his kennels beside the Mill Race, in this lovely village of Killy. You could pick no better place. Chorus. Oh, sing the praises of this dog. Let's sing them loud and high. Let's give three cheers to good old Mick as he goes flying by. Father Brophy brought Mick to England 1929 to enter him for the Derby, that great race of all times. Mick ran the blinder, the best ever seen in time, left all the other wonder dogs beaten far behind. Chorus. Let's sing the praises of this dog. Let's sing them loud and high. Let's give three cheers to good old Mick as he goes flying by. While Killy people were overjoyed when they heard of Mick's great win, they went and told each other that a party would begin. They all assembled on the green, and a bonfire they did light, for to give it heart late possession, and a welcome home that night in Cordis. This wonder dog ran again, winning the great St. Ledger. He ran so well, you could almost tell he was running back home in Heather. Then one day he passed away in 1839 at the great old age of 13 years. His name will live forever. Chorus. The owner of this wonder dog, to keep his name a treasure, had him preserved by a great expert so he would last forever. Now he stands in the National Museum in South Kingston in London. There you'll see him at his best, this great dog of wonder. Let's sing the praises of this dog. Let's sing them loud and high. Let's give three cheers to good old Mick as he goes flying by. Them are the words now that Danny Coughlin wrote. Poor Danny passed away some time ago. I remember seeing Danny.